This is the 13th day of April in the year 2021 from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. I'm PJ, your internet pastor, so to say. Well, it's happening all around us again. I refused to turn on the news this morning, but when I got up, I went to YouTube, as I usually do, to try to find out what's happening in this modern world that I'm living in. They had a special DVD up concerning DMX, the rapper singer that died of a drug overdose, and I believe 50 or 51 years of age. Young to me. Very young. But he was in a musical video with Mary J. Blige. I don't think I've ever listened to a record of his completely through, or of her completely through, because to me, and I think that it's an age kind of a thing, that's the only way that I can put it. It has to be the era in which we grew up. But I understand the DMX made movies, made records, was rich, and what I mean by that, he had enough money to suffice him and to make him happy for the rest of his life. Me having never engaged into seeing how he made his money and what his money was all about, I thought it important for me to take a little time and watch some of his music videos. And that's what this little talk is going to be about. As I watched it, I believe that the man in his life glorified that which I 100% stood against. Now, you have to understand, PJ is not a rapper-type individual. I have met many individuals like that. Many have been through my home, have been guests for dinner with some young men that I know. I've had the, I don't know what to call it, a privilege or a curse to listen to the music. I have absolutely no affinity to it at all, but I understand over the years what they're seeking to communicate. When I look at the death of DMX and then the death of a young man 20 years old in Minneapolis, or the city near there, his name is Wright, here most recently in the news, I see a comparison. I see something. I see arrogant behavior against authoritarian concepts. I see youth that have abandoned the wisdom and the ways of a parent that outlived their parents. I don't see it. What happened? I think we all know what happened, and I think that we are well aware of what this lifestyle brings. The way DMX passed away was horrible. On drugs, he could have lived another 25, 35 years. But when I watched this video with Mary J. Blige, who co-starred in the video and was acting as his guardian angel when he comes into the church and starts having this dialogue with God about his life because a demon was after him. You have to see the video to believe it. Many of you listening to me have already viewed it, and you're sorrowful because this life is gone. Well, I'm not going to talk about anybody because I know that that'll get me killed these days. You cannot express your true opinions about life and about the happenstances of life without your life being in jeopardy in this hood that I live in. So you know where I'm coming from. I totally disagree with it. I'm gonna take a shot at it and say this. When you live a life the way that he lived and died the way that he did, no matter of making videos, giving money, appealing to people that coincided with you doing a trashy lifestyle is going to change your destiny. This is what I believe, and I don't believe as an evangelical Christian. I'm not one of those. I believe in God, the one God of the entire universe and all of its expanses. That is the God that I believe in. And I don't believe that you can, with one swipe of a video, to take away all of the horrendous behavior that you have caused in other people's lives. Often when I speak with people today, I ask them, have I said or done anything, and I'm talking about two adults, have I said or done anything against your will and against your mind, against your sanity, to lead you or to direct you in any way that is against not only your nature, but against that which you spiritually know to be true? I ask that question. Do you think that the Mary J. Blige's and the DMX's of this world ask those questions when they go to the record moguls to make their video? Oh, they use the best equipment, the best cameras, the best lighting, the best graphics. It is amazing to see it. And as I look around, I see youngsters copying that behavior, using the same kind of things to push their agenda. Can it really be said, is it really true, that all of us know that this DMX and this young Wright boy that was supposedly accidentally shot by a policewoman in Minneapolis area, in that area, can we rightly say, even as the George Floyd trial is being wagered today, as a nation, as the world waits for a verdict of a white man choking the life out of a black man, why did that policeman do that? Why? What formulated his mindset? What assisted him in the murder that he committed? Well, I'm going to say it. DMX assisted many a young man and a young woman into a life of travail. He assisted many a human being to become totally debauched, totally out of their minds, totally wacko. I'm sorry if the family hears this, if the friends hear this, there is no repentance for a person that would destroy another life. Wait a minute, let me take it way back to Vietnam. Way back. My brother was there. And my brother was involved in the killing of the innocents. And I recall specifically a conversation that he had with me when he asked me, Junie, could God ever forgive me for the horrendous crimes that I committed on these innocent little people for nothing but following an order of my commander? It was a difficult question to answer, my brother, but I answered with all of the fortitude that I could find within me. I said, Ross, if you had not have fired your weapon, what would have been the recourse? And he told me, my lieutenant said that he would shoot me there immediately. Now, you think that's a lie that I just told you? My brother is suffering this moment mentally behind what he saw and what he did. Now, I don't know whether there will be any forgiveness of that. As a matter of fact, if I find myself in the same predicament, and if I did not know God the way that I know God now, I probably would have done the same thing. But having come into a relationship with God and knowing how to love His creation and knowing how to live in this world, I want to tell you something, because nobody listens to old people anymore. We don't pay attention. That's why our youngsters are being gunned down in the street, killed like animals, savages, beasts, with expensive jeans and colorful underwear and overpriced tennis shoes and t-shirts with your picture on it, with your name on it. We scar up our bodies with body ink, putting memoirs to our mother and to our favorite people, dedicating ourselves to a life of thugism. DMX is gone. Young Mr. Right is gone. George Floyd, unfortunately, is gone. It's coming out that he was somewhat of a good man, but trapped in a culture that repeatedly led us to oblivion. It is time for us to stop playing with God. As I watched that DMX video, I said, you know what? These people are playing with God. God is a wrathful God. You don't crawl in a church with ripped up pants trying to ask forgiveness of all the blithe that you caused in the lives of others. The hundreds, no, literally thousands of black youth that were killed senselessly because of a lack of wisdom and a culture that has been taken under by the drug lords of this world. Now, it's one thing to belong to a group of boys that are trying to make a living in the hood, but there's another thing when you bring about the death of someone else through your ignorance, through your insensitivity. I think it interesting that DMX leaves the planet at a time when young Mr. Right did. Well, DMX, you have another disciple, another one that saw the police as the bad guys. And those of us that are eating breakfast and lunch and dinner, buying the fancy clothes, the Gucci purses, looking at the 85-inch screen televisions, taking baths in bubbling jacuzzis, drinking expensive champagnes, having sex with men with men, women with women, men with women, women with men, and even with children, and now selling them for a price, and then bemoaning the fact that your hero is dead. Yes, he's dead. I don't think he'll make another video like that. Oh, to the family, I said, I feel your pain. I really do, because I have lost loved ones. But when my loved ones pass away and their life was full of debauchery and stupidity, all for the sake of making a dollar, and then to feel guilty because your conscience is seared with a hot iron and you can't get away from the fact that you're going to die one day and leave this planet. You know, I find it interesting because it's silly how these rappers can find the scripture that goes along with their depraved life. Hey, know this, that God said, be sure your sin will find you out. Thank you for coming to my website. This is Pastor John, your internet pastor, because if you listen to the other pastors that are going to bring their Sunday morning sermon, I'm sure if they're from the hood, a lot of them are going to be praising the life of DMX and bemoaning the fact that young Mr. Right, life was taken by a sworn police officer who, at her recognition that she'd killed a man, said, oh shit, I shot him.